Okay, we're going to start today's daf, which is Sadi Hey on Sadi Dalam and Bez, five lines from the bottom. Kaman Azla. Now, we're going to bring a Brisa and try to figure out whose Shita the Brisa follows. Kaman Azla, according to whose Shita does the following Brisa, or the following member say? Gamar of Yitzhak Bar Yosef, B'tmeim, Halich Achar, Rov Ha'omdin Ba'azara. When we're dealing with Tmeim in Yisrael, and we want to check whether they're Rov to know whether or not we can be makir the Pesach Atuma, or if they're not a rov, then all those people who are tamei are pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Halach acha rova omdi mazara. So if most of the people standing in the azara, then even though it's rov tahorim outside the azara, they can still do the Korban Pesach Atuma. Well, it seems that we're only counting those people who are in the azara. So who does that go back? Come on, that's Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda, Shem Rishim Rav Elazar Eliezer, who said that anybody outside of the Azara is considered Derek Rechoka. If you're Derek Rechoka, you're not counting in this calculation. Right, so Amala Rav Yossi, Mishnah continued. Rav Yossi says, Lefichach, right, that's why we had this Nikud, right, the dots on top of the hay, to teach us that Rechok doesn't mean really far, it just means from the Scopus until the outside, from the threshold of the Azara till the outside. So the Gemara is now going to bring the limit of Rav Yossi Aglili, but from a same limit, but from a different Pasuk. Tanya, learning a brisa, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer says derech, right? Says derech rechoka. So it says the word derech. Shomeyani, I see from here that the Petur is only somebody who is mehalach shnayim or shlosh yomim. It's 2 or 3 days away. He's on the derech. Kishu Omer uba derech lo haya, right? But he would, and it says that derech lo haya chadalos pesach. That's when you get chorus that he wasn't on the road. Magi, that comes to teach us she iskupas haazar v'lachutz kari derech. Anything outside of the iskupas is considered a derech, because it says that it's not mashma that he is a. Yeah, I guess that's the lima, right? Rashi says. There were so many mehalach shnayim because you omer uva derech lo hay magid shemisos zol chutz kari derech. If he's not on the road, meaning he's not really on the road, he's just on the threshold, that's considered enough to be considered derech or chosar. Okay? Now the Mishnah is going to delineate a bunch of differences between the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni. Tosas points out that it's kind of a shear. There are other differences that are not mentioned in the Mishnah. Okay? So ma ben Pesach Rishon l'Sheni. What are the distinctions between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Okay, so the Mishnah is going to list two. Number one, in Rishon, the Pesach Rishon, Asur Mavai Rabbi Yamatze. You're not allowed to have Chametz in your house. You know, the Tishla Chametz Tam Zivchi apparently only applies to Pesach Rishon, doesn't apply to Pesach Sheni. The Asheni, Chametz Umat Imu Vayas. You can have Chametz when you eat the Matzah. Interesting to figure out, what does that mean? Does that mean that you can only have, you can have Chametz in your house? Or does that mean you can actually eat the current Pesach Sheni with Chametz? Does it, I mean, how far does it go? Gemara doesn't seem to talk about that. What does it mean that Bayira Bayamatsi doesn't apply and that you can have Chavit Samat Imu Bayas? Okay, that's number one. Number two, Harishon Ta'un Halil Be'achila. So, Pesach Rishon requires that Halil be sung while you're eating it. And Sheni Einotun Halil Be'achila. So, Pesach Sheni does not require Halil to be sung while you're eating it. Now, what are some similarities between the two? Zeh v'zeh, both the Korban Pesach Rishon and the Korban Pesach Sheni, Halo ba'asiyason, they require to say, right, halo ba'achila is the halo that we say, you know, at the Seder. Halo ba'asiyason is at the time of the hakrava. So they both require halal at the time of the hakrava. V'ne echolin tzli, they both have to be roasted. Al matzos umorim, they both have to be eaten with matzah and maror. V'dochen es ha-shabbos, the avod avot is dochen the Shabbos. Okay, now, Pesukim that we're going to talk about come up in Bar Midbar, Parak Tes, right? Three Pesukim over there, talking about Pesach Sheni. Ish ki yeh tami l'nefesh, a b'derech chokah, a person is tami nefesh, or in a distant road, lachem o'dor seichem, for you or for your generations, or Pesach l'Hashem, and he makes the Pesach, v'chol shashini v'rasar yom b'nabayim yasso v'so, do it on the 14th day of Iyar, al matzah sumori m'chluhu. So now we're giving a bunch of pratim, right? It's basically going to be Prat, klal. Bunch of pratim are going to be given here. So prat number one is al matzah samorim yochlu. You have to eat it with matzah maror. Pasuk says prat number two, lo yishiri menu ad boker. It's a problem of no sir. Number three, ve'etzim lo yishiru bo. And you cannot break the bones. Kechol chukas of Pesach yashu sof. Do it like all the rules of the Pesach Rishon. So the issue is always, because the issue is going to be basically the tension creeping up, is if you say, Kechol chukas of Pesach yashu sof, why do I need these other three pratim? Usually if you have a prat uklal, you sort of just disregard the prat, and you go by the klal. But here we have prat, klal. So what's going on that you have this? That seems to be the tension that's going on in the Gemara, or in the Braisa, that the Gemara quotes. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa says as follows. Ne'emar, sorry. It says in the Pasuk, Kechol chukas ha-Pesach ya'asu oso. You should do everything with the Korban Pesach, and you do the Korban Rishon. So again, there's three different aspects of the Korban Pesach. There's a mitzvah shebegufo. There's a mitzvah that applies actually to the Korban Pesach itself. There's a mitzvah she'al gufo, which is something that you do with the Korban Pesach. And then there's also mitzvah shelo al gufo, something that's not related to the Korban itself. It's like you can't have a chametz in the house. That's not part of the chametz. Eating it of the Korban Pesach, eating it with matzah and maror, that's al gufo. Not roasting it, that would be gufo. You know, the three different levels of aspects with the Korban Pesach. So the Braisa quotes the end of the psukim that we read, which is the klal. Kichol chukas haPesach ya'asu oso. You have to do it like all the rules in the Korban Pesach. The mitzvah shebegufo akasim medaber. The Torah in that place, the Braisa says, is only equating Pesach Sheni with Pesach Rishon for issues that involve the Korban itself. You know that it has to be eaten sleep. But it doesn't have anything to do with anything else. Therefore, mitzvah she'al gufo minayin. How do I know about mitzvah she'al gufo, which is level 2, which would be, for example, eating the Korban Pesach with matzah or maror? How do we know, because that's not mekuyam on the guf itself, but it's done with the Korban Pesach. Tamal omar, so the pasuk has a prat al matzah su maorim yochlu, that includes that mitzvah. So the Gemara then says, the Braisa continues, yochel afilu mitzvah she'lo begufo. Maybe it includes all mitzvahs, even comparing things that are not part of the Korban Pesach at all, like haspasa or b'yirah b'yimatzah, not having chametz in your house when you have which at the Pesach Sheni. Talmud Lomar. Therefore, the pasuk says, the etzem lo yishberu vo. Another prat, the etzem lo yishberu vo. Mashvir's etzem yuchad she mitzvah begufo. Just like breaking a bone, you know, break a bone is a mitzvah begufo. I've called mitzvah begufo. Therefore, it's come talking about specifically mitzvah begufo and also mitzvah she'al gufo, because that was mentioned. Those pratim are mentioned. So Isi ben Yehuda argues on the Tanakhama. He says yasu oso is the mitzvah shebegufo kasum medaber. The pasuk says kechol kukas haPesach yasu oso, only talking about mitzvah shebegufo. Apparently, Isi ben Yehuda doesn't learn anything else. Only mitzvah shebegufo are compared. The question is, if he only says mitzvah shebegufo, what about the other pratim that are mentioned that seem to be mitzvah she'al gufo? Okay, we'll deal with that in the Gemara. So now the Gemara is going to ask, the Braisa seems to be strange. The Braisa first says, Chof chukas haPesach yasu so, mitzvah shebegufo. Then it says, there's another pasuk, so maybe it even includes things that are not related to the Korban Pesach. But you just learned out only mitzvah shebegufo. So what's going on? So Amamar, quoting the Braisa, it says Yachol af mitzvah shelo agufo. How would you have that havamina? Ha'amar, you already said the mitzvah shebegufo akasim adaber. The Torah is only talking about mitzvah shebegufo. Now you have a havamina 2 lines later that includes mitzvahs afilu lo agufo level 3. So Gemara says Hachik Amar. This is what the kavan of the Braisa is, right? Remember we had mentioned that there are all these pratim. So you have all these pratim. So the issue, the question that they're having is like, well, why do you have all these pratim? Well, maybe if you have all these pratim, that means the klal is not so serious, right? The klal is not so serious, and I can start learning other things. Gemara says as follows: Hachik Amar, Hashtodi Amarita. Now that you said al matos umori miyachluhu, right? That you learned from Amatos Mori Miyachluhu that includes level 2 mitzvah al gufo, right? So then maybe alma yasu oso, maybe the yasu oso, which was teaching us mitzvah shebegufo, maybe that's lav dafkahu. So I really knock a portion of it off. First, I said it only applies to mitzvah begufo. No, not really. Only mitzvah al gufo also applies to. So extend it even further. Maybe the yasu oso doesn't apply at all. And it includes mitzvah shelo al gufo. Right? Lav dafkahu, ema, the habilate kipratu klal. And you would say that we have a pratu klal. And when you learn a pratu klal, klal mosif ala prat, the afilu kol milinami. When you have a klal o prat, when you have a prat to klal, right? It's a prat to klal. So essentially, the prat is only there. Rashi says elsewhere, the prat is only there to knock off the possibility of a gzeira shava or a kal v'chomer or something like that. But really, you judge according to the klal, and that would include yasu or so. Would include everything. So kamash melon. Therefore, comes this other pasuk, part the other prat of the etzem lo yishbru bo, right? The etzem lo yishbru bo, which says no. They're really, it's not a standard prat to klal. It's prat klal. So prat klal is different. We're not going to judge it as a standard prat to klal, but we're going to have to judge each prat by itself. But it's not a standard prat to klal, so therefore klal is not all inclusive. But there is some inclusions and exclusions based on the pratim themselves. Right? Rashi says, kamash malon. You see Rashi kamash malon. The etzem lo yisvru de lo tidros klal mosif ala prat. Right, we have that extra pasuk to tell us not to learn the klal is mosif ala prat li ribui kol milim to include everything afilash buses or even not having chametz in your house. The imkain kol hani prati lamli. Then why do I need all these? Why do I need these three specifics? El lahachik kasev nu lekulhu. Right, why do I need these three specific things? Lemidras tosefta the klala kol chavichad to learn. Each one, each prat is going to have something that includes and something that excludes. That's what that's going to happen. That's why we have the extra words. So the extra pratim are not the extra pratim come to take away from the possibility of a prat to klal. But still, we're going to have to darshan each of those three pratim. Now, Isi ben Yehuda says that mitzvah she'ein al gufo. You never have a problem because it says oso, right? Oso is dafka. So therefore, so ha etzem ha'avidlei. So then what does he do? The etzem lo yishbruvo. Etzem lo yishbruvo, if I say that every mitzvah she'ein, if all things that are mitzvah shebagufo, I learned that from Oso, so what do I need etzem lo tishbruvo? That's mitzvah shebagufo. I already know that from Oso. What do I need that extra prat? What do I need that prat for? According to Isi. So my question is that there's another prat in the Gemara. Gemara is only asking for Isi on this one prat, the three pratim. In the three pratim in the psukim, right? It's matzumorim, lo yishim and ravoker, and etzom yishpruvo. They're only asking on isi from etzom yishpruvo. So hi etzem my avidle. What do you use it for? Miboyle le echad etzem shebivoach, the echad etzem she'ein b'moach. There's another pasuk which talks about etzem lo yishpruvo. One is talking about that a you can't break the bone that has moach, and one even if you can't break the bone that doesn't have moach. The one that doesn't have moach, you can't break. The one that does have moach. What would you have, Amina? Then maybe I say v'chilu, we don't close, I say the etzel tish b'vo, kamash malon, and you can't break any of the bones. Okay? The Rabbanon, now the Rabbanon who say, oh so, right, is not dafka, right, so hayasu oso ma'avidle. What are they learning from the words yasu oso? Right, the Pasuk says, chokhus ha'pesach yasu oso, and the beginning of the Pasuk also says yasu oso. So what is that? If they say it's lav dafka, so what is the... Right, what did they learn from the words Yasu? So miboilei she'ein shoftim as a pesach al yochid, that you can't shef the korban pesach for an individual. Tosfos right away says, what do you mean you can't shef the korban pesach for an individual? You learned it from pesach she'ini. Where you learned that in pesach rishon? Right, remember in pesach rishon, right? We said right bechol kupas a pesach rishon. We learned it out already. So what's going on here? So a you can answer. Must be Rashi says the leslei hahi drasha over pesach rishon not kli mishun lo gorim pesach she'ini. The Tana here doesn't hold like that to Rashi. That was a machlokas back there, and therefore the Tana is learning it here in Pesach Sheni. But you can't have the absurdity of the halacha applying to Pesach Sheni and not applying to Pesach Rishon. So once you learn by Pesach Sheni, it automatically applies to Pesach Rishon. Okay, so that's what they learned for Yasu or so. Mivayilei she'ein shoftim as a Pesach ala yochid. The kama the efshal hidurei mehadrinan. And here is fascinating. As much as you can, you try to go after somebody who's tamei as well, so you have more than one. Rashi says. Last Rashi in the short lines, she'ein shoftim pesach sheni al yochid shenitchelo. You can't shef the pesach sheni for an individual. Therefore, lo hachi kasev yaasu. Therefore, it says yaasu, which is lashon rabim. The kama de efshal lehaduri achar tamei chavero lihimanoso imo mahadrinan. So you go after somebody to find somebody tamei. Then Rashi says, if you go on the tamei echad b'sheretz, you go so far as to metamei somebody else's sheretz. So that he can bring the Pesach Sheni with you. Which is very, Pashas of Rashi seems to indicate that you actually are Matan to somebody.
We had that question already. When we were talking about
That was for the general. Right, we did. We said that for the whole cloud. And then, but then, what will you answer then in the end? Go find someone to do that.
Yeah. Exactly.
So Rashi said, "You're gonna. Who's gonna do that? Right? Who is going to do that?
That was probably happening last one.
Yeah, but we don't have that. Rashi seems to not to ignore that and says, you go ahead. Right? Others say that you don't. It's, you go after somebody who you try to find somebody who's tamei. Try to lighten up what Rashi is saying. Okay. This interesting point in Rashi.
How can you anticipate so far, like a month in advance, that you won't find someone else? How do you know?
You're worried.
You have to be Tavi somebody
so that they can't do Pesach Rishon. Right. Yeah.
Maybe you'll find someone. I mean, go on Craigslist, you find.
Maybe you won't. The sage, you're going to have to have. You're going to have StubHub for Tumah. You never know. You'll have an app. All right. They'll match it up. I'm sure they will. They have to match it up. Okay. So now we're going to bring a brisa. Remember, I mentioned that you had these three pratim, right, in the pasuk. So they're going to do a riboy and a miyot for each of the pratim to pick this brisa and say, what does each of these three pratim come to include or exclude? Remember, the three pratim are number one, matzah semor mechluhu, to eat it with matzah semor, lo yashiri menu ad boker, you can't leave it over until the morning, the etzel mish per bo, and you can't break any of the bones. The tana rabbanan, right, by Pesach Sheni it says, you have to do like everything like the Pesach Rishon. You would think that just like the Pesach Rishon, you can't have chametz with you when you do the Korban Pesach, so too Pesach Sheni. Therefore the pasuk comes and says, Al matzos umorim yochluhu. Right, there's a prat here, there's a matzos umorim yochluhu, and there, since there's these three pratim, we're going to learn out from these pratim to exclude certain things. And one of the things we're going to exclude is about the chametz. Right? Since the Torah wrote a bunch of pratim with nei klal, we can't learn a pratu klal, but we have to just say that the klal, basically the klal, is thrown on to each of the prats or the pratim. And therefore you have an inclusion and an exclusion in each of the pratim. So the Gemara Brisa continues, the ainli ela mitzvos asei. I just included a matzah semorim yochluhu, which is a mitzvah saseh. So maybe the comparison between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni only applies to mitzvah saseh. Mitzvah lo saseh minayin. How do I know that I can include other mitzvahs lo saseh, that if a lav applies to the Rishon, it should apply to Sheni as well. Tam alomar, therefore the pasuk says, lo yashiru menu ad boker, which is not a real stam mitzvah lo saseh, it's a lav hanita klaseh, because you burn it. So maybe it only comes to include Ainli Ella mitzvah lo sase shenita klase. How about stam lo sase? Mitzvah lo sase gomor minayin. How do we know regular mitzvah lo sase is also included in Pesach Sheni? Tamil Omar, we have a statement here. The etzmo yisruvo. Okay. Ma prat miforash mitzvah ase. The three pratim. One's a mitzvah ase. One's a lav shenita klase. One's a lo sase gomor. All mitzvahs that are mitzvah ase, lo sase shenita klase, and lo sase gamor. Those are included in the comparison between Rishon and Sheni. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to go, well, I remember it had the klal. So the klal is thrown onto each prat. You have to learn, include, and exclude something from each prat. So, b'chlalag de matzos umororim maikamarbe. So with the klal of matzos umororim, what am I adding? What mitzvah say am I adding? Tzliesh. We're adding tzliesh, you have to roast it. But it was a prat, and also, so what does the prat come to exclude? It comes to exclude hashpasa se'or, that you don't have to, the mitzvah say of getting rid of your chametz before you have the Pesach.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Is it? No, not this pasuk. It's only part of the pasuk in Pesach Rishon. That part. The three things that we have here are matzah umorim, lo yashiru menu ad boker, and etzel mish ravo. Matzah umoror, mosar, and breaking the bones. That's the only thing that's mentioned in Pesach Sheni.
And you learn that from Pesach Sheni back to Pesach Rishon.
Well, those are also mentioned over there. But Tzli'esh is only mentioned in Rishon, not in Sheni. So we're coming to include Tzli'esh by the Matzah Sumorim, because it includes Mitzvah Saseh.
Right.
But it also, since it's a prod, has to exclude something. So it's excluding Hashpasa Se'or. So Gemara says, Epo Chana, let's flip it around. Why don't you say that it includes Hashpasa Se'or, and it excludes Tzli'esh? Maybe you can boil the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara answers, mitzvah begufei adif. If I have a mitzvah that's begufa korban pesach, a mitzvah that's not begufa korban pesach, I'd rather include the mitzvah that's begufa korban pesach. It's more similar to what's in the pasuk. Okay, bichlal ad lo yashiru menu ad boker. We have lo yashiru menu ad boker. Remember, we have the klal of yasu oso, which is thrown onto each of the pratim. So with that klal, what am I coming to include? Makamar bilei, right? And kamar bilei comes to include lo sotzi mi menu right? The Domilei, the High Mitzvah, and also another parenthesis. It comes to include Hosah. You can't bring the Korban Pesach outside of the house where you're eating it. You can't bring it. You have certain limitations. Like just like other Korbanos can't have a Psul Yotzei, so to the Korban Pesach has a Psul Yotzei. So the Prati Makim Ma'itlei. And what are you coming to exclude with the Prat? Come to exclude Lo Yiroeh V'Lo Yimatzeh. That Lav of Lo Yiroeh, Lo Yimatzeh, there's no Lav. Even though they're nita klaseh, because the lav of Bal Yiroeh, Bal Yimatzeh, you burn the chametz, you get rid of the chametz. It's lav nita klaseh, so that comes. That's excluded. There's no iser of Bal Yiroeh, Bal Yimatzeh by Pesach Sheni. So epochana. So why don't you flip it? Why you say you learned one and not the other? Mitzvah begufa yadif. Again, since we're dealing with the current Pesach, it's better to learn mitzvahs begufa korban as opposed mitzvahs begufa korban are part of the inclusion, not being excluded. Now we have the third prat in the pasuk. Right, the pasuk says bechalei the etzam oish brubo a stam lav gomor, a regular lav that you're not allowed to break the bone. Umakamarbe, what's that coming to include? It comes to include al tochal mimenu no. You can't eat the korban pesach raw. It has to be roasted cold sarko. Right, that lav is also no way the pesach sheni. Uve prate kam might. And what are you coming to exclude? Coming to exclude lo sishkor al chametz dam zifri. There's a lav that you're not allowed to shech Korban Pesach when you have chametz in your rishos, all three of them have to be cooked chametz. So why don't we say epochana mitzvah de begufei adiv? You will learn out to include mitzvah de begufei adiv. Okay, next part of the Mishnah, third line on the top from Sadi Aleph, Sadi Hayim Beis. The Mishnah had said that the Pesach Rishon you have to say challah when you eat it, but the Pesach Sheni you do not have to say challah. You do not say challah when you eat it. So we know Hanimili. Where do I learn these from? I guess that, where do I learn that? I guess you probably have to learn both. A, where do I learn that you have to say halal by achila? And where do I learn that the Pesach Sheni, you don't say halal by achila? You have to learn, figure out a lemur for both. So, minah halimili, Amri Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Sadak, Amakra, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, the Hashir Yelachen, Kilel His Kadesh Chag. Right, this sugya starts getting into a little bit the idea of saying halal in shul on Pesach night, which is I think the minhag initial, and the minhag of a lot of some shuls. I don't know.
Pesach?
A lot of shuls I think do it after the davening. The ones that right. Yeah. So, where I grew up, you take Kaddish, we went right at the halal. Didn't as opposed to finishing davening and giving people a chance to leave and then saying halal. We said it right through. No one can leave. Everyone had to say. They used to make an announcement from the Bima. If you do have a minion, have to say halal, you know, based on the Pesach or Moshe, you're not allowed to leave when you start, so go make a minion downstairs. Only time they authorized a minion elsewhere in the show. Okay. Minah hanimili. So, Amri Yochanan, Mishir, Shimon, Ben Yotzadok, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Vashir Yelechem, Kilel, His Kadesh Chag, which is the shir that you sing at the day that you left Golos. Okay? So, Laila HaMekudosh L'chag, Ta'un Halal, Laila She'em Mekudosh L'chag, Ain Ta'un Halal. The night, which is Pesach Rishon, which is a chag, because what's the chag? There's no malacha and that night. Pesach Sheni at night, it's not a yontif. So only that yontif do you have to say halal. But if it's not yontif, you don't say halal. Okay. The next part of the Mishnah said zev zeh tuunim halal ba'asiyason. They both are similar in that they both require that you say halal when you make the carbon Pesach, when you shecht it. Whether it's the Levium singing Hallel or everyone singing Hallel, Hallel has to be sung at the time that you shecht in the Korban Pesach, Rishon and Sheni. So my timer, what's the reason that also the Pesach Sheni has to have Hallel said when it's being shechted? Two possibilities. Evi's Ema, Laila Kamimait, Yom Lo Kamimait. It only says, Kilel His Kadesh, right? Kilel His Kadesh Chag. The Miyat is only at night. Only the night of a Yontif you say Hallel. But the day is also a bit of a Yontif. There's also a bit of a yontif. You say halal, okay? Ivai's ema, or another answer you can say, which is it's more of a sara. Efsar Yisrael sholtim as pischeyim v'notim as loveyim. I don't know why that's in there. They ain't omrim halal. How can it possibly? It's a day of yontif. The people who are shechting the carbon based on it's yontif. Something. How can it be that you shechting your carbon and you're not saying halal?
Then it's only those
people. Yeah, of course, only those people.
No, I'm saying, but what I'm saying, but like everyone else is like a two-tier.
Whoever's involved in doing the carbon. That's it. That's the Levim's job.
Oh, okay. So for one,
As the whole group is what I'm saying, doing shvita, right?
Yeah,
and shvita takes a millisecond.
I guess right when they're doing it, when they're dealing with it. Rashi says, the cave in the dvar mitzvah who ton halal. That's what he says. The dvar mitzvah has to halal. I don't know. Interesting. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah.
Shlomo and Shlos have to say halal.
Maybe they do.
Shlomo and Shlos have to say halal.
But a regular Kerber Shlomo during the...
Why not?
I don't know. And maybe it's only if it's something that's chiddush. Rashi says, "Laila de Pesach sheni miyit, aval yom shuz manas yaso lo miyit." Reiku Pesach rishon shaton halav shashki starso ki darmina betamim nishlat. We saw on daf sadi dalid, amrina nevi the kamon, amrina nevi and shabineim tiknu lehem shu omer malkol perikul perik the kol davar chiddush. Maybe everything new thing. It's almost like a shechiyano type right thing. So regular shlomim is not like that. All right. The Mishnah then said that they each are ne'echal tzli, right? But Rishon and Sheni had to be eaten roasted, and also they're both docha Shabbos. So I only say that because that's what the Gemara's are talking about. They're both docha Shabbos. The Gemara says Shabbos in Pesach Sheni is docha Shabbos tumalo, but not tameh. Meaning, if somebody is still tameh Pesach Sheni, can't shech the korban Pesach for him. So masnisin de lo krab Yehuda. If that's the case. If that's the case, then our Mishnah is not in accordance with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Sanya, because the Brice that says as follows, that Pesach Sheni, Doches HaShabbos, ain't Doches HaTuma. Tanakama says Pesach Sheni is, like our Mishnah, is Doches HaShabbos, but not Tuma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Av Doches HaTuma. That's even Doches the Tuma, that, I guess if an individual is Tame on Pesach Sheni, and he was on Pesach Rishon, and he was pushed off the Pesach Sheni, and he was still Tame, I guess, in Pesach Sheni.
Maybe Tame again.
Oh, I mean, I don't believe he can look tuma less.
Yeah,
all right.
When you say still,
so he's still tummy and Pesach Sheni, right? He'd still bring the Pesach Sheni. I guess someone checks it for him, right? So my time with the Tanakama. What's the reason for the Tanakama that the Pesach Sheni it's not docha tuma? The Gemara says mipnei tuma dechisiv. He was pushed off from the first one because of tummy. So yasav tuma. So then he needs to do the second one tuma. The whole reason why he's supposed to do the Pesach Sheni is because he couldn't do the Pesach Rishon because he was Tamei. So now he's Tamei, he's going to do it anyway? I guess if you do the first one. You have to do the fact that you pushed off a Pesach Rishon shows that you have to be Torah when it comes to your Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Torah Chazra Lav Lasa Soba Tara Lo Zacha Yasem Tuma. Torah is not saying that you're not allowed to do it with Bit Tuma. The Torah is giving you a Zechus that it's preferable to do it with Tahara. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to do it with Tahara. You didn't take advantage of the opportunity, but come pay a shame. Okay, fine. Do Petuma now. Still have to do it, but giving you the opportunity to do Petahara. Okay, you didn't take advantage of the opportunity. Still do it now. Now, Tana Rabbanan, another Brisa says, Pesach Rishon Dochas HaShabbos. Pesach Sheni Dochas HaShabbos. Pesach Rishon Dochas HaTuma. Pesach Sheni Dochas HaTuma. Both of them are Dochas HaTuma. So that seems to be going according to Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Pesach Rishon Totan Lina. Pesach Rishon requires Lina, which means that on the first night you have to stay in Yerushalayim. Pesach Sheni Ton Lina, and so too Pesach Sheni, like any carbon hat, you require Lina. Right, Rashi says, Ta'un Lina, Laila Harishon Yolin B'Yerushalayim, night one, you have to stay in Yerushalayim, B'kan V'Eilach V'Shaladur Chutz L'Chom V'Tochat Chom. Any time afterwards, you can go outside of the Chom of Yerushalayim, but within the Chom, because you can't leave the Chom. Okay?
Why? Pesach Sheni?
Pesach Rishon, it says. And then our Brisa says continues that Pesach Sheni also requires Lina. V'hainu l'halich l'olos shetuchat chama v'ol beis mamash ayantavu v'ol dekaboy lasu olos ri'ya. He's like, yeah, Pesach Sheni, when you bring your own personal korban, it's still a yantav for the individual. You can't go anywhere, right? Rashi says, but Tosos asks, I don't understand. What do I need the limud that, well, we'll get to that in a minute. Basically, it's a question because the Rabbanim will say in a minute that you don't require Lina. So why would you need a Mishnah, somebody teach me that I don't require Lina? That's not included. That's not a Mishnah Shabagufo. That was already excluded back then. It's already excluded. Remember, we just learned the Psukim because we only said, when we had the Brisas, we only included Mishnah Shabagufo.
That's not from Pesach. This maybe doesn't in Hilchos Yomim.
That's a different question. Right, so what do I need?
Compare two different things. Yomim itself needs Lina. What does that have to do with
Pesach? Right, so that can be the answer. That can be the answer because maybe because it's not a din in Korban Pesach, it's a din in Yontif. Okay, let's just yes. The Brisa said Dochas Atumo Kiman. The Brisa said that the Pesach Shein is Dochas Atumo. Tumo. Who does that go like? That's Rabbi Yehuda. That clearly goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yehuda told him Lina. Does Rabbi Yehuda require that you have to have Lina? Hatanya, we learn another Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omim Nine Pesach Shein ain't told him Lina. Hand the Pesach Shein that does not require Lina because it says Nemar Ufanisa Baboka Velachal Olecha. Right. You can just go. It says Upanisa Baboka Velachal Olecha. That's the limit of Lina. You can only go in the morning. At night there you have to stay. And then it says Uksiv Sheshisham Tochal Matzos. And then for six further days you can eat matzos. So only in the Yotif, where 6 days afterwards you have to eat matzos, do you have that concept of Lina. If you don't have 6 days of matzos afterwards, like by Pesach Sheni, you don't have the concept of Lina. Right? Hanachal shisha ton lina, shein nachal shisha ain't ton lina. So how are you telling me that this brisa, which is going according to this brisa that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, which does require lina? Yeah, he says tuma is docha, but the Gemara says shnei tanoim tanoim libe Rabbi Yehuda. There are two tanoim according to Rabbi Yehuda. The brisa, one brisa says that Pesach Sheni requires lina according to Rabbi Yehuda. One says it does not. Interesting over here though is it says hanachal in lishisha. The Mishnah, the brisa says. The Gra seems to indicate here, you see, that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah or the Pesach. Hanecha l'shisha. So Rashi says, no. Rashi says, hanecha l'shisha, she'ochen la mitzvah matzah sheis yamim, v'lishna d'kra nakat, v'kra l'drasha aslo lamed al yomos ha'pesach, she'in reshus b'achilas matzah. Rashi says, no, it's just the reshus. If you want to eat something that's hamotzi, you have to have matzah. The Gra says from here that that's one of his, you know, his famous shita that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay. The Torah, right? We're going back by to Pesach Sheni, right? The Torah said ish ish ki yatam lenefesh, you do Pesach Sheni. So you learn from there. Remember, it was on Daf Samach Vav Beis that dafka an individual ish shehu tamei is nitchel Pesach Sheni, but not the tzibur. The tzibur is not nitchel Pesach Sheni. If Rov the tzibur is tamei meis, then they do Pesach Rishon beTuma. Again, we also know we learned over there in Daf Samach Zayin that it mentions Dafka Tumas meis in the pasuk tamei nefesh. Therefore, only if Rov the tzibur is tamei meis are they osir beTuma. But if they're tamei a different Tuma like zav, then they are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So we deal now with the Pesach that was brought beTuma. You had Rov tamei meis. So what about the other tumayim? So haPesach sheba beTuma. Right, Rov the Tzibur is Tamei Meis, and they were mockery of the Pesach in Bituma. Lo Yochlu Mimenu, other Tumeim should not be eating from it. Lo Yochlu Mimenu, Zavin, Vizavos, Nidos, Vyoldos, they should not be eating from it. Right, Rashi says, the Gabi Tamei Lenefesh, Ksiv Ish Ish Nitcha, V'Ein Tzibur Nitcha, Avagei Ziva, Av Tzibur Nitcha, V'Perk Eil Vorm. We learned that back in the Psalmic Zion. Rabbi Lezer, Poter, Av, V'Im Ochlu, Petur Me Karas. But if they did eat it, they're still Poter from Karas, for eating the Korban Pesach Bituma. But apparently, based on what we see in a second, they are chayiv kares if these zavim or zavos entered the Beis Hamikdash. The tamei meis are not chayiv kares because they're actually being makhav the karbon. But these other tameim will still be chayiv kares. Rabbi Lezer argues, and Rabbi Lezer says, poter af al Beis Hamikdash. They're also putter from going into the Beis Hamikdash with this tumah. So Bryce, Tana Rabbanu, when Bryce now zavim the zavos need us v'yodos she'achlu pesach that they ate the karbon pesach shabav tumah, which was brought when Rov of Klai Yisrael was tamei. Yoch yuchayavin, maybe they would be chayav kares because they're not supposed to eat this Korban Pesach anyway. Tamalomer, therefore, you learn the pasuk says kol tahor yochal basar v'nefesh atochal basar mizefach shlamim masher l'Hashem. Seems to be a comparison, a hekish. Kol tahor has to eat basar, and then somebody who's tamei eats it get v'tumas olav nichrasa. So nechal l'tahorim, only a Korban Pesach that is eaten by tahorim chayavin olav mishum tamei. Then you get kares if you eat it when you're tamei. She'enu nechal torim. If you have a Korban Pesach that's being eaten by Tameyim, in this case it's being eaten by the Tamei Mesim, ain't Tameyim chayavim lav mishum Tamei. Then the other Tameyim are not supposed to eat that Korban Pesach, and nevertheless, there is no kares for eating that Korban Pesach, because once the Korban Pesach is being eaten by Tameyim, the chi of kares falls away. Rabbi Lezer says, Yochol dachakul zavim nichsul azar pesach abab tumah yochol yuchayavim. What happens if you have a Pesach that was brought by tumah and these zavim and entered the Beis Hamikdash, which typically would be a problem with Beis Hamikdash with tumah? You should think that maybe the chayiv karis. Tamalomer, similar limud. The pasuk says, Vishalchu mina machane kol tsarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei lenefesh. is that, see, you should send away from the Machaneh anyone who's with Saras, anyone who's Zav, and anyone who's a Tamei Nefesh, which seems to indicate that only if the Tamei Nefesh, or if all three of them have to be thrown out. So but here, the Tamei Nefesh is already there, because he's being Machaneh the Korban Batuma. Right? Bismarcha, Tamei Mesim, Mishtalchim, only during time when the Tamei Mesim are sent away from the Machaneh, then Zav and Mitzorayim, Mishtalchim. That's when the Zav and the Mitzorah have to be sent away. But ain't Tamei Mesim, Mishtalchim, if the Tamei Mesim are allowed to be there, like they are in this instance, so then ain't Zav and Mitzorayim, Mishtalchim. They don't have to be sent away. That, meaning, if they went in, there is no Chiyuv Karis. Okay, next. Boi, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef asked the following question. Dachu, Tamei Mesim, Mishtalchim, Pesach, Ababatuma, Mahu. Ooh, what happens if they Tamei Mesim? So you have a Pesach above a Tuma, and the Tamei Mesim not only entered into the Azara, they entered into the Heichal. They went further in. Now that Heichal, you're not supposed, there's no reason to go to the Heichal. You're not doing the current Pesach in the Heichal. What are they doing coming in? So are they Chayav Kares there? So the Gemara says, this clears us up. Mahu, me the Ishtari Tumas Azara, Ishtari Nam Tumas Heichal. Once now the Tamei Mesim are allowed into the Beis HaMidosh, they're just allowed in. It's open season on the Beis HaMidosh, not for Tamei Mesim, because the whole concept of Tumas Meis in the Beis HaMidosh dissipates when you're being when the Tumah is Hutter in this case. O Dilma, no. My the Istri. What is needed was made Mutter. O my low history. But they don't need to go to the Heichal. So maybe the Lav of entering the Tumah still applies onto the Heichal. So we're going to have two Limudim in Rava, which go the opposite way. The first one is going to say that they are Chayav Karis. Amar Rava, Amakra. The Pasuk says, the Shalchu min HaMachaneh. So min is mashma tzas, a little bit. They should be sent a little bit out from the machaneh, which means afilu mixas machaneh. Even if it only applies to part of the machaneh, they should be sent out. So what part of the machaneh here? The heichal. They only get permission for part of the machaneh, and they still do not have permission for the other part of the machaneh. Meaning it's not one big heter. There's a min. Because the next line says ikad amri. Some say amarava amakra. The pasuk says. Vishalchu min hamachaneh, and then it says el michutz lamachaneh tishlachum, right? So kol hecha de karina be el michutz lamachaneh tishlachum karina be vishalchu min hamachaneh. The only time you have a lav is you have to be sent out of the machaneh. Here you don't have to be sent out of the machaneh. You're allowed in the azara. So once you're not being sent out of the machaneh, so then there's no lav anywhere in the machaneh, and therefore even if you go into the heichal, there's no chiyuv karis. So well, we don't know the psukim. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good morning, have a good day.